Blog Talk Radio.
Shift. It is time for love and empowerment. It's time to awaken your soul. It's time for you to live your ideal life. Come on now, if you're a freedom-loving soul, let's do this thing. Let's get this thing taken off and get to the next level of excellence. Hey, this is Carol Ann Parisi, and this is another great edition of Awaken to Empowerment. And we're going to be mixing this Monday thing up. Not going to be doing Mondays at 5 p.m. I'm going to do it whenever we can get online now because Nancy's got other stuff, so she's not going to be joining us any longer. So that's all good, and I wish her the best of luck, and I'm still friends with her, so she's on her way doing other things. So anyway, hey, I'm just really glad you all joined me here today. I'm very excited. We've got a lot of things to cover. We are going over our phenomenal James Allen. We have to get those, correct that code, and do our daily meditation first, and that'll be our very first thing we do. Maybe not. You know what? Lie. I'm going to do the 100 days, the 100 days of 100 secrets, and then we'll go ahead and we'll do that because that'll be great. But let's see. We've got our 100 days. And it says, this is so silly. This is day number 5. We've been consistently doing our show 5 days in a row. Going to try and do this every day, hoping that we're going to empower people and have people get new thoughts. And, you know, this show is all about anybody who's listening. So let's go to day 5. And it says, you can't force yourself to like broccoli. Well, what does that mean? And let's unpack it. Certain jobs require a distinct personality. There is little point in pursuing a job in communications if you're not an extroverted person who loves to interact with people. If your soul bursts with passionate creativity, you are not likely to be content with a job in accounting. Yeah, no, I am not an accountant. I like people, and I'm not a bean counter. So, hey, personalities are like shoe sizes. They are not subject to our choice or preference, but they can be occasionally fudged with uncomfortable consequences. Aha! It is neither an accomplishment nor a fault to acknowledge that some people can speak before large audiences and be exhilarated by the experience, while others would be petrified. Some people can study an equation for years and be fascinated by it, and others would long for human interaction and variety. Realize who you are and what your true personality is and choose a future that fits it. So it is being authentic to yourself, okay? So, you know what? You've got to go ahead and be who you are. You've got to know what you're good at. And that is where you'll flourish. I was reading something. My son has to do a speech, and he even says, do what you love and you never work a day in your life. And we've had this conversation before, and I'm so glad my son understands this concept at 19, and I'm the kind of mom that empowers that type of behavior. So there are a lot of personality tests out there. There are companies that do them. You could go online and do them. Personally, I am that sanguine, choleric personality. I'm happy-go-lucky, but I do like to get stuff done when I get myself engaged in a project that I'm passionate about, and I can put a 2,000,000% effort in. And then I also have that creativity where sometimes I'm like, la-di-da. So, hey, know yourself. It's an important thing. I know myself. We've talked about this before. So here for our 100 days and 100 secrets for successful people, which we all are going to become by listening to the Awakened to Empowerment show. We're going to be awakened, empowered, and successful. Here is the final thought for this. Even as people experience different phases of their lives, including career and family changes, their underlying personality remains constant after about age 16. So there you go. That is interesting. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Always something to learn. I just learned that from reading it. Tomorrow we're going to talk about resisting the urge to be average. And here's our October 3rd discussion, okay? Thought for the morning. Yeah, here we go. To follow under all circumstances the highest promptings within you, to be always true to the divine self, to reply upon the inward voice, the inward light, and to pursue your purpose with fearless and restful heart, believing that the future will yield unto you the need of every thought and effort, knowing that the laws of the universe can never fail and that your own will come back to you with mathematical exactitude. This is faith and the living of faith. Our meditation for the day, and isn't it funny how this just said, be true to yourself, know what you're doing, do what's authentic. See, all this stuff is just so powerful. These are power principles, okay? And that is to empower your life. And we're having an empowerment awakening here on Awaken to Empowerment. Every day we go ahead and we give you the best, the meatiest. And there's no charge for our show, but we are going to start, hopefully we could start having call-ins, and we could start doing longer show. So if anybody wants to, participate in a donation, we'll set something up, but contact me, okay? But anyway, here is our meditation for the day. It is, guard well your thoughts. Reader, for what you really are in secret thoughts today, you will become an actual deed. Yes, good old Napoleon Hill's thoughts are things. There is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed, and every thought that is harbored in the mind must, by virtue of impelling force which is inherent into the universe, at last blossom into act of good or bad according to its nature. The divine teacher and the sensualist are both the product of their own thoughts and have become what they are as the result of the seeds of thought which they have implanted or allowed to fall into the garden of the heart, and have afterwards watered and tended and cultivated. Let no man think he could overcome sin and temptation by wrestling with opportunity. He could only overcome them by purifying his thoughts. A man could only attract to him which is in harmony with his nature. Again, this goes back to all of this of being consistent and congruent to your intrinsic of who you are, your authentic self. Very, very important. And that's why, you know, you go down, you go and you write journals and you understand who you are. You do this on all levels of your life. If you do this on your spiritual level and then your emotional level, you'll know your capacities. You do it on your business level. You do it on your physical level. And then you could stretch yourself to always do, be, and have more. It's just a beautiful concept. And, you know, as my coaching clients, we help facilitate that. So I'm going to be doing a lot of phone coaching with clients coming up here outside of this show. This show gives us the foundational principles, but then we unpack things even deeper and deeper in the actual coaching. So it's going to be phenomenal. And here is our thought for the evening. Have a thorough understanding of your work and let it be your own. As you proceed, ever following the inward guide, the infallible voice, you will pass from victory to victory and will rise step by step higher resting places. and your ever-broadening outlook will be gradually revealed to you the essential beauty and purpose of life. Self-purified health will be yours. Self-governed power will be yours. And all that you do will prosper. And I may stand where health, success, and power await me coming. If each fleeting hour I cling to love and patience and abide with stainlessness and never step aside from high integrity, so shall I see last the land of mortality, immortality. Is that awesome? So, I mean, it goes into the principles of, you know, understand who you are and make it your own. Own it. Own your thoughts. Own your feelings. And that's how you start manifesting things. And then following that guide, that infallible, still small voice, and you will go from, you'll start getting successful chip by chip by chip, victory by victory, and you're going to find things that you never knew that you could do and people that you never think that you could meet. And you know what? I love this. Self-governed. Health will be yours. Self-governed power will be yours. Your own personal power. It is a beautiful thing, and all that you do will prosper. See, it's having a rich soul, and it's having care for others instead of always being me. I'm just, you know, you have to be serving, and that's what this show is. This show is a show of service. It's all about our listeners. It's helping you to create your ideal life. If things aren't where they need to be, or you where you want them to be, you know what? It's up to you. You have everything in you, and you know what? That's what this show is about. And if we can actually have more time, we'll be able to take call-ins, and we do some coaching on the phone, and it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. So looking forward to what's coming up ahead here with Awaken to Empowerment. We're going to have call-ins. We're going to have coaching on the phone. We'll have phone coaching outside of the show, you know, personal one-on-one with me. And remember, I'm your Transformation Diva. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and it's going to be something that's going to benefit you and your life richly. So a great mantra is, may I stand where health and success and power await my coming. I cling to love and patience and abide with stainlessness and never step aside from high integrity. So shall I see the land of immortality. Isn't that beautiful? That's James Allen, and that's from our daily meditations, and we are just so blessed to have that. Now, let's talk a little bit about gratitude. This is an action step everyone should take today. And take some time and list all things you are grateful for. And feel the love and gratitude in that. We've talked about this on the show before. Don't get out of bed unless you do your gratitude. But if you're a new listener, just downloading this arbitrarily, this is a huge principle. And feel the love. And the gratitude, and you know what? Your frequency, your vibrational energy will just be so powerful with this. And you'll move. Your days will start, you'll start feeling more love and more alive and more present. And you'll bring joy. You'll have joy in your heart. And you will affect others in a positive and good way. So when you live life grateful and happy and joyful, you will live a grateful, happy, joyful life. So we're very excited to be sharing some of these things. Now, yesterday we started talking a little bit. I know we have to also get into this other James Allen thing, but I'm going to want to get into a little bit about the inner man and the outer man, okay? First of all, the biggest key for everything is love. Love and gratitude go hand in hand. They're a symbiotic marriage. And it's being positive. Turn off that television. Turn off the hate. There is nothing, if you start feeling these negative feelings from hearing all of the things that are going on in the world today that are out of your control, just you be the change. Okay, we are certainly going through a transformation time. Our whole society, humanity, is going through a major transformation. So that's what Awaken to Empowerment is for. And you start feeling down by things you can't control, That is not empowering your soul. And once your soul is not empowered and it starts to become depleted, you can't be your best for other people. So take that time every morning to be grateful. Project love and kindness. Then your vibrational energy is going to be huge. Remember, we talked about this in the eight pillars that we were doing last week, and energy. Everything is energy, and energy creates vibrations, and vibrations bring good things to you. So let's go through this. We may not get back to the eight pillars until the end of the week, but we're starting to do some really good foundational work here. And you can go back and download our archives and listen to the archives of Awaken to Empowerment. And it's going to, you know, it's just going to keep building upon itself. And you can listen to them anytime. So everything in our outer world is a reflection. Remember, we talked about this yesterday, is a reflection of what's going on inside of us. As within, so without, as above, so below. I know we talked about the chameleon. It's all good. The meaning of all of our results in life are direct correlation to what we think, what we believe in the deepest part of our subconscious minds. So you may be projecting something, you know, saying these words, oh, yeah, I'm okay. You know what? You've got to get that emotion to juice that up for you. That's what creates that vibrational energy. You know, a lot of people put limitations on themselves because they really don't believe that they deserve good. They're their own self-sabotagers. And whenever they have problems, they go, oh, I don't know how this happened. You know what? If you're getting the same results all the time, maybe it's your subconscious mind that you need to start reprogramming. And reprogramming with empowering things. And that's why I'd like to invite you here every day for your half hour of just good, positive energy, that very high vibrational energy, which is going to project excellence and empowerment and success and transformation that you desire in your life. You know, our environmental conditioning is a very powerful thing. Most young children have really big dreams, and you notice how kids, they just have no limits on themselves, and they can be whatever they want to be. And their heart is just so full, and just they have no roadblocks in front of them. And, kids get it. But then they start going to school and get put in this box. You know what? Start thinking like a child again. Don't ever say to your kid, you know, that's not realistic, or you can't do that. You know what? We could have whatever our heart desires. But it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, about knowing who you are and knowing what your skill sets are and your talents and what juices you. And I'm available for coaching to help work that out with you. There's a lot of things that you can go. There's tests that you can take. So just, you know, that's something to keep in mind. But you know what? Don't let other people crush your dreams and aspirations. Be like a kid. You know, somebody says, oh, you can't do that. You know, they're probably just not trying to hurt you. They're just probably trying to give you the best information from what they know. But you have to go ahead and just believe. I know when I first started my first business, my dad, God bless him, said, oh, you know, most businesses fail within the first year. Well, yeah, I guess so. I didn't. I was wildly successful. Why? Because I believed. And then I started getting mentors that were entrepreneurial, and they would, you know, give me tips and tricks. And I was a very open vessel to get this good information, you know. So get in touch with your own still, small, intrinsic voice. You know, that's a huge thing. You know, there is infinite potential and power in all of us. And, you know, no one on earth could even guess what we're capable of, but it takes us stepping outside of our box, outside of our own perception, to actually realize. When you start stepping out and doing things that you never thought you could do, you're going to start doing things that you never thought you could do, and you're going to start doing more and more things that you never thought you could do, and it's going to take you places where you never thought you could even be. So don't, you know, be fearless. Be a fearless soul. and tap into that, you know, infinite power that's really inside of us. You know, our Creator gave us everything, all knowledge, all energy, all potential, all intellect, all desire, whatever we need to accomplish anything that this Creator put in our heart for us to do. Our deepest heart desires comes from somewhere, and it's all inside of you. You just need to be aware of how to tap into it. And, I mean, you know, you got to believe in yourself. Now, there are definitely ways that, you know, coaching can help you tap into it. A lot of things we talk about on this show will teach you how to tap into these things. Just believe in yourself and refuse to quit, no matter what the odds, okay? I mean, now take a look at your life. Is your life what you want? Okay, are you where you want to be? Do you believe you have the ability to change it? Well, the truth is, if you do or you don't, you're right, correct? So, I mean, we're going to go back to one of our James Allen quotes again. I love James Allen. James Allen says, "Mind is the master power that molds and makes, and man is mind. And evermore he takes the tool of thought and shaping what he wills, brings forth 1,000 joys and 1,000 ills. He thinks in secret and it comes to pass. Environment but is his looking glass." Everything you have in your life, you have manifested yourself. You have done this, okay? Some of these things are phenomenal and fantastic. But don't be blaming other people or the government or the economy for a life that might be sucking sometimes. It's all in, man is all mind. I mean, it is so important. We're going to go ahead. I mean, I've got some tips and tricks for self-image. We'll be doing these things pretty regularly to help you build up your intrinsic self. So the first thing I would like everybody to do is take a look at yourself today with gratitude and appreciate everything there is about you. Yep, appreciate everything there is about you. Appreciate your looks. Appreciate everything that is about you. And we'll keep going into this. If anybody does need to get privately coached, please feel free to contact me. I'm more than willing to help. We're going to finish this show off. We're going to go now back to our wonderful 8 pillars of prosperity. That's, again, it's a James Allen. Remember, our 8 pillars are, first one's energy, second one is economy, the third one is integrity, the fourth one is system, the fifth pillar is sympathy, the sixth pillar is sincerity, and the seventh pillar is impartiality, and the eighth pillar is self-reliance. And this will all these pillars will help you create your temple of prosperity, your temple of your ideal life. Remember, we were talking earlier about everything is energy. Your energy is entirely up to you, and we've talked about this last week. So let's talk about giving. I think we're still, I think we got out of energy. No. We did not get out of energy. We're going very deep into energy principles right now. We were talking about promptitude, vigilance, industry, and earnestness. Remember those words, promptitude, vigilance, industry, and earnestness. Those are the four tenacious elements of energy. So they're timeless truths, okay? And it says these are enduring and withstanding the wildest weather of adversity. They all make a life for power, capacity, and progress. Remember promptitude? It begets reliability. If you're alert and prompt and punctual, you can be relied upon. You can be trusted to do your duty and be vigorous. If you masters who are prompt, they help their employees. I mean, if somebody is a prompt person, that's actually respectful, but it's a good principle. Vigilance is the guard of all the faculties and the powers of the mind. It's the detective that prevents the entrance of any destructive elements So, you know, ever be vigilant. Vigilance is a wonderful, wonderful principle. And remember, these four principles are the meat of energy. So write them down. The lack of vigilance is shown in thoughtlessness, general looseness, people that are very self-centered. They're not vigilant. They're not serving. It's like, oh, you know what? You talk to someone and it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, did you hear about my... Really? I mean, just listen to people when you're having conversations with them, okay? It's very interesting where you could see where people are at in their lives and just got to love them where they're at. But someone who is vigilant, they will not be thoughtless. They will be more thoughtful of other people. So let's see. Man's mind is vigilant and alert, and it's a valuable equipment. You're going to be fully alive, wide awake on all occasions, and you're going to be open to all opportunities, and you'll be against all marring defects of character. So vigilance, be eternally vigilant, and we will now get into industry, okay? Industry, and I know we did talk about this, but it serves repeating, especially in this transitional time where everybody thinks everything should be free. Excuse me. You know what? There's nothing for nothing. You know what? It's great to serve. It's great to serve. But nothing is for nothing. There's a law. There's a universal law. And if you give more and love more, you're going to get it back anyway. But if you're just entitled to it in your own mind, you're missing the whole point. So let's talk a little bit about industry. Industry brings cheerfulness and plenty. Vigorously industrious people are the happiest members of community. They are not always the richest, but if riches is meant by superfluity of money, then they are always the most lighthearted and joyful. They are the most satisfied with what they do and have, and therefore they are richer and are more abundantly blessed. Active people have no time for moping or brooding or dwelling selfishly upon their own ailments and troubles. Exactly. You know, they're busy helping other people. They're busy being industrious, reaching their hand out to be of service, not their hand out to get something. Okay? So industry is also promoted by health and well-being. We've talked about health. You know, the more you do, the more active you are, the healthier your body is going to be. An active man will go to bed tired every night, and the rest is better. So you're going to wake up fresh and strong, and it's all good for you. So people who make themselves useful to the community receive it back in full share, health, happiness, and prosperity. And, you know, they're the gold of the nation and the salt of the earth. Isn't that beautiful? So now here's another one. As we go and we're going to be heading closely into our second pillar here soon. But earnestness. Earnestness, said a great teacher, is the path of immorality. They who are earnest do not die. They who are not earnest are dead already. Earnestness is the dedication of the entire mind to its task. We live in what we do. Earnest people are dissatisfied with anything short of the highest excellence in whatever they do, and they will always reach that excellence. Okay? That is being excellent in everything you do, not sloppy, shoddy. Sometimes, okay, I get it. Sometimes you just got to, like, pack things up and move on to the next thing. But we're going to hit earnestness again tomorrow because we have 90 seconds, but I will tell you something. I have a friend who was actually tuck-pointing my chimney in my house, and this man tuck-pointed this chimney. It is to perfection, and it will last. And what I will tell you, personal, professional principle, is you do things right the first time, and you do it with excellence, it's going to last. It's going to be built to last. So being excellent, earnest, wonderful principle. And that's going to be the end of this edition really quickly. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and we're going to be here every single day. I'm going to be here every single day on Awaken to Empowerment because it's time for you to live your ideal life and I am here to help you with these principles, and I'm learning right along with you. So this show is all about service. It's coming from a place of love and consciousness and empowerment and awakening. And I'm so glad that we had the opportunity to share this time today. I'm going to be